recorded music now we take for granted every day. But in the 60s, 5 hours a day was all the beat could play. Rock and roll on radios barely heard throughout the land. But things were bound to change as the pirates took command. Caroline of the Essex coast was the first in 64. Then by 66, around a dozen more. In Yorkshire, Ocean 7 cruise out of the harbour to international waters, 3 miles off from Scarborough. Investors knew the risks, but still they dared to dream. They put the money up, no return was ever seen. A false start, we lost the mast, then 8 weeks of repair. Finally, in June, 270 was on the air. Young men, some just teens, were legends overnight. Most enjoyed the challenge, others fled in fright. Even on the good days, the North Sea could be rough. On a converted old Dutch lugger, you had to do it tough.
The 60s generation, the music of the nation, the pop stars and the rock groups, we opened up the doors. When they shut us down, it was just an aberration. The sound of British radio was changed forevermore.
November 66, the strongest gale in 20 years. A crackling voice on the two-way confirmed the worst of fears. Too late to head for shelter, you gotta ride it out and see. The North Sea and an onshore wind, alas, there was no lee. As the waves crashed on deck and the water trickled in, we could not hear our voices over the tempest din. Sometimes the boat would stand on end, then somehow it would right. You could only hang on to your bunk. No one slept that night.
No one knew where we were, not even the captain.
Bill Pashby chose the boat, the trawler captain was downright. Ocean 7 was specially built to stand the North Sea's might. The boat survived the violent storm and it sorted out the men. 3 DJs left, the cook ran off and was never seen again. Soon back on air, for 9 months more we pounded out the sound that blasted out of radios for 100 miles around. We had some fun while it lasted, never had a frown. But on August 14, 67, the blackguards shot us down.
The 60s generation, the music of the nation, the pop stars and the rock groups, we opened up the door. When they shut us down, it was just an aberration. The sound of British radio was changed forevermore.